This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by bonusrewards.sg.
Hi, and this is Mr. Brown. Welcome to the Mr. Brown Show.
What up? This is Imran.
We are reading the news today because we think we were reading news together and we were laughing at some of the news in the paper.
Okay, chok. I got to say something, right?
You have 8 days.
I'm looking at an 8 days cover.
Days magazine.
Yes, and okay. We've got the two winners of the Singapore Idol.
Oh.
Taufik and Hadi.
Okay.
And they are dressed as cowboys.
Okay.
And the headlines say, "Relax, it's not Brokeback Mountain." Okay.
I didn't need that mental image.
No, man. I mean, come on. Look at that. They got the holsters going on. They got the hankies around the neck. And they got the mic strategically placed near the crotch area.
Really? See?
Yeah, look at that. Look at Hadi's crotch.
Oh, that. Okay, look. That mic is in the wrong place.
That's right. If that's not phallicism, I don't know what is.
Why is that there?
I don't know. Place it near your mouth. Okay, wait. That's not good.
Also no good, yeah. Like, hold it more manly-ly,
Manly-ly, yeah.
Right. Don't like,
No, okay. I was thinking what went through their minds when they were thinking of this. Okay, let's make that look like cowboy, but it's not Brokeback.
I see. And then the mic can be the gun.
Correct. You know, choo-choo.
Hold the gun. Hold the mic like a gun, okay?
I cannot.
So, okay.
And then put headline, not Brokeback Mountain. It's like, you know.
Thanks, lor.
It's like putting girls in fishnet stockings and flat skirts and saying, it's not Moulin Rouge.
What other news have we got?
Okay, another piece of distressing bit of news. I just read that this American couple.
In Langkawi.
They got busted for kawat. They're in their 60s, man.
Oh.
60s. I mean, come on. Okay. Old people. Okay,
with or without teeth? use your dentures.
No, regardless of whether they are toothless or not, I mean, old people still need love.
They need love, man.
They need love. You know what I'm saying? Geriatric love is still love. You know
yeah, but they were mistaken for.
Yeah, I mean, okay, unless.
Muslim, right?
Unless the American woman who is in her 60s is wearing a tudung, I don't know how you can mistake an American for kawat in Langkawi. Obviously, it's a tourist destination, correct?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the dude says that he was in his room with his wife. I think it was his wife.
In the room. They were not outside.
Kali, the door kena knock, dang, and the guys want to get in. So, the American guy panicked, thinking that it's some kind of robbery. Kind of, you know, puts his back on the door, trying to hold him back. But they managed to barge in, and they jump in their vest, and they accuse him of being a Muslim.
These are like white folk, right?
Should be. I mean, I don't know. I mean, okay, the name sounds...
Barnhart, what? This is B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T. Randall Barnhart.
It's not like Randall Bin Bakar or something, right?
Yeah.
Or City Caroline or something. It's not.
The officers even demanded he show them his wife and produce their marriage license.
You know, at 60 plus, I don't think...
Come on, leave them alone.
Yeah,
they're 60 plus already.
Come on, they're Langkawi. They want to have some little geriatric love in. Leave them alone, you know.
But they were polite.
Is it?
Then, yeah, after being aggressive everything, then they showed the passport already. Like, then one said thank you and shook my hand before leaving. Thank you,
Thank you, sorry for disturbing your roughy evening.
Oh no.
I know, poor so people. Ayo, 60-year-old go Langkawi, want to enjoy a bit, kena tangkap. Okay, I think the kawat guys, they were like scoping around and they were looking for like young, you know, mischievous couples, you know, who are you know, trying to really do the kawat bit.
Yeah.
And then I think they got the wrong room.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's the only explanation. But by the time they kicked down the door, they saw the two old white people there.
Oops.
Never mind, pretend first. You are both Muslim. We're not.
No, like, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Okay, thank you. And they leave.
Operation went wrong.
That's right.
It was 202, not room 201.
Salah.
You know, like those action movies. Okay, let's kick the door. You kick the door. And I shout.
Yeah, it's like, bola satu calling bola dua. Bola satu calling bola dua. Salah pintu.
Wrong room lah.
Yeah, that's right.
Too late.
Man.
Okay. North Korea. North Korea won't conduct more nuke tests until the next test.
Man, this high-end nuclear arms race bullshit is really getting ridiculous. I mean, every single country that's making the most noise are the ones that already have a nuclear arsenal, so...
Yeah, lah.
So you think...
You have no right to have a nuclear bomb.
But you also have what?
We are responsible countries, not like you.
We are what?
No, you are not. You are the... Your names are hard to pronounce.
And we don't like your poofy hair.
Yeah, your poofy hair gives you no credibility whatsoever.
Correct.
What the... I saw this headline on the laugh. So it pays to reason with kids, say parents. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
How do you handle your what's your stand on discipline with kids?
But my children are kind of small right now. Isaac's just turned 3.
Oh, so not yet. Not really, though.
Yeah, but he's still naughty. I mean,
of course, whatever he can pull, he'll pull.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, but when you were a kid,
No. When I was a kid, there wasn't. When I was a kid, children had no rights. And there wasn't all this fuzzy wuzzy.
There's not this touchy feely.
No.
Because my dad used to smack me.
Oh, smack
me. And I know, and I appreciate him for that, because if he didn't smack me, I would be in a real ass right now.
Yeah. My mom was.
Your mom was a disciplinarian.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. What did she use? A rotan on the.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the funny story. I thought I was smart. And I kept the cane. You know, I hit, every time my mom bought a cane, I hid them under the bed.
One day.
And I decided, hey, you know, hide the cane. Don't get hit, right?
Correct.
So I had the canes, and then my mom couldn't find the canes every time she wanted to discipline me, because I didn't get the do didn't study hard enough, or I didn't love my brother, and then my brother fell down. And I found out that actually her hand was more painful than the cane. And that's not the end of it, right? One day, as luck would have it, mom found all the canes.
Oh, shit.
All together. Under the bed. So I got the batch cane. You know, all of them bunched together.
Oh, man, become a...
For hiding the canes.
Super cane.
Oh, not pretty.
Hey, man, my dad was a drummer.
Oh, drummer.
Okay. He's got fast hands.
Oh.
No matter how you block, no matter what pillow you use to cover yourself, he's going to find a hole. Oh. And that cane will find its way.
Oh. And okay, Sunday Times, slow news day.
Okay.
So, like, why are there one front page, page 3, page 4?
Yes.
All about...
badminton and ping pong love.
Maybe the two of them, you know, national ping pong player Jia Wei and national badminton player Suslo.
They are bigger than Malayan.
Yeah. Maybe not getting along. Maybe break up.
I don't know.
Oh,
you know what?
That's news.
Okay, and I read the news, right? And then, and I don't know, from reading it, it makes her sound like she's a real tyrant.
Yeah, wrong lah.
What's up, man?
Why leave them alone?
Give the girl a break.
And then the photograph they use, right?
Yeah, she won't make one guy angry face.
Yeah, and look, maybe in that photograph, Susilo was just saying, do you want me to get you orange juice? And she's probably saying, I don't really like orange juice. Then the face looked like she's like angry at him, like want to beat him up.
Yeah, like he said, like, oh, I think your butt must be in that dress.
Yeah.
Then she, wah, nabe, you know?
That kind of face. Then you have to run this photograph, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it's 3 pages worth of news.
Yeah, I'm man. Like, I mean, that's...
slow news day.
A bit over.
We can always talk about the nuclear situation in North Korea on Monday.
Correct, as opposed to the
Sunday, people just want to read about, you know, ping pong and badminton love. Let's see. Oh, look. Yearly haze may turn foreign talent off.
What?
Oh, really? Poor thing. It doesn't matter. The local people are dying.
Yeah.
No, really, look. The left side is staying away. Yearly haze may turn foreign talent off. Then the right side is staying in. Unhealthy air quality keeps people and activities indoors.
Ayo. What's going on? Oh no, the haze, even though we're choking and we're dying, but they're keeping foreign talent away. How old are that?
How? Our people will starve to death.
You know, yeah, that's right.
We need them.
Yeah.
But I'm dying. People are dying here.
Oh no.
It's okay, you are local. You are used to it.
That's right.
You are already living here.
Stay indoors.
You guys stay indoors. We need to look into this matter. Correct. The foreign talent are staying away.
Ayo, priorities, people. Priorities.
Sad.
Ayo, what is that?
What else is there in the news today?
When I was in KL, there was a big hoo-ha about the haze, because KL is hit pretty bad too, right?
Yes, so, worse than here.
Yeah, it's really bad, man, because some schools were closed. So
school closed good, what?
I mean, yeah lah. In a way. They are saying, oh, Indonesia, stop this, you know, burning of your forest. They made a lot of noise. And then later, the news came back, quite a high percentage of this burning was caused by Malaysian businesses.
Oops.
So they put another headline, oh, we shall stand firm and act against Malaysians who actually caused the haze to perpetuate the haze. Da-da-da. Then after that, all quiet already.
Sorry.
Oh,
this one. Who is Mr. Bomb of the North? Nobody knows.
What?
North Korea. I was like, when I was reading, I was like, wow, they got DJ. DJ Mr. Bomb in Korea. Oh no, basically they're saying who is the one who is the star scientist.
No, yeah. Last time they've kidnapped some filmmakers before.
No, it's a borrow lah.
Borrow.
Yeah. Can you imagine the scientists in Korea saying, I am the Mr. Bomb of the North. It's the bomb, man. DJ Mr. Bomb.
DJ Bomb. DJ Kim.
Lil Kim. What is else in the news? Oh, this one.
Get on.
Fine smooted for using English in Parliament. Kuala Lumpur.
What?
Yeah. Malaysia's official Malay Language Institute said that it might impose fines on lawmakers and officials who use English in Parliament and other formal events without permission.
Wow. Must take permission one.
Must. Because it's to show respect for Malay as the national official language of Malaysia. Must be strict about it.
Yeah.
They'll have the language police.
Correct.
Da-na-na.
I think, you know, the same American couple can arrest.
Maybe the couple police can also double as the language police. Then they,
Bola satu calling bola dua.
Ball one calling ball two.
You speak English. We must arrest him.
Correct.
You there? You stop. You use the English.
No, I didn't.
Tada.
Man,
computer. No, there is not. Malay word.
Computer with a K. Cyberjaya, Putrajaya. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole host of stuff that's just like, you know, a mixture of it's like Manglish lah, basically.
Oh, then if they're not allowed to use English or Manglish, then cyber is not Malay word, what?
Oh yeah.
So how to Cyberjaya?
Correct. That means cyber.
The whole stretch there is already broke the law.
That means it's Jaya only lah.
Jaya. They have to replace the word cyber.
Oh, cyber tak jaya.
Tak
jaya.
Then, hey,
yeah.
What is the Twin Towers called?
Twin Towers.
Yeah. So how? So in Parliament, the MPs go like, and in the Twin Towers,
use English.
The police come.
Eject button.
Hello.
Bola satu calling bola dua. KLCC Twin Towers. KL... Kuala Lumpur Convention Center. Also English, right?
It's English, right? There's no Malay equivalent, BM equivalent of that building's name, right?
Yeah. I don't think so. Twin Towers in BM would be Menara Kembar.
Nobody calls it that.
No, yeah, it's too big of a mouthful. Menara Kembar.
So...
It doesn't sound so cool as Twin Towers. Twin Towers.
Yeah. So they need to look into it.
Yeah, I think so too. I will go back to KL and look into this.
Yes,
and
please. And raise the matter. With the language police.
Yes, the language police, yeah.
I think we gotta go. Because we might get the Kawa police break down our studio.
Yeah, and accuse Brown of being Muslim.
Or worse, the two of us of Kawa.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, no, we're not. I never hold a mic near me. No, this mic is...
Even though I'm Malay, I cannot sing.
I never hold my mic there. What?
That's why I hold something else. Anyway.
This is Mr. Brown saying bye.
Adios, people.
See ya.
This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by bonusrewards.sg. Identify yourself as a Mr. Brown Show listener by visiting bonusrewards.sg/Mr Brown Show and increase your chances of winning an Apple MacBook, Canon IXUS 800IS, and other fabulous prizes. For Singapore citizens and PRs between 21 and 60 years only.
This news report was brought to you by MrBrownShow.com. Mr. Brown Show.